folks are quite aware of something in the Harlem air. A rhythm with a kind of beat they'd never heard from Cuban Pete. There came to Harlem's door one day a Cuban band with something new to say. When they began to play, they played the Cuban boogie-woogie. Their music held a new delight because they had the rumba rhythm right. Just like Havana, still it was a Cuban boogie-woogie. It began when they heard a band from Dixieland meet. Every man wanted to incorporate the 8-beat, straight 8-beat. So now they have it figured fine. And what they play is really on the line. It's all combined and it comes out the Cuban boogie-woogie.
Some say its roots go back centuries to equatorial Africa. Others find influences in the cabarets and sidewalk cafes of Europe. But whatever its roots, early jazz is uniquely American. And now the Roaring Twenties roar again. Each week we explore the people and events of the 1920s that gave us the jazz age. This is Neil Sheldon with an invitation to join me for the Roaring Twenties, Tuesdays 5 p.m. Pacific, Saturdays 2 p.m. Pacific. On Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing.